All right, here we go. We want to welcome you in tonight at YSR, the Quicken Loan Studios, and the Big E Sports Show. Indeed, I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we always like to pause. We like to thank each and every one of you for making a point to be with us tonight. And in hour number one, we are going to roll up our sleeves. We are going to get after it because we're going to focus our attention on the upcoming, the 2014 NFL Draft, as it's just around the corner, and it is certainly loaded with a ton of intrigue, so many dynamic storylines. And I might add, there is some controversial prospects in this year's NFL draft. I'm looking forward to breaking that all down. Of course, because tonight we are going to lead off with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. We're headed into Lincoln, Nebraska with the double nickel, number 55, one of our absolute favorites. And that, of course, is the three-time national champion at the University of Nebraska and former NFL player Jason Peter. Good to have you with us, Jay.
How you doing, E?
Well, Jay, I know that we had a chance to visit momentarily, and you're a little bit under the weather, so we sincerely appreciate you joining us tonight.
This is what happens when it's 60 degrees one day, and then you end up with snow on the ground the next. But that's Nebraska Midwest weather for you.
Oh, it's crazy. So is that turbocharged snow shovel, is that still in the garage? Can you put that away yet?
Well, that's why I had kids. Because now they can do that.
You wouldn't do that to your daughters. What are you talking about?
You got to instill that work ethic, E.
That's so true. I do. Absolutely. Growing up in Montana. So, okay, Jason, you were a first-round draft pick back in, what, 96? The NFL draft, I know you've been keeping a close watch on this year's prospects, especially some of those controversial ones. What are you looking forward to the most in 2014?
Well, I'm excited to see the Clowney kid from South Carolina. He's obviously not short on patting himself on the back and claiming he is the best athlete in this year's draft. Says he's going to go out. He's going to run 4.4. You know, for a guy that's 270, 275 pounds, that would be absolutely flying. But, you know, there's a lot of question marks with this guy. People were expecting him to do a lot more. And, you know, it's not like he gets these ringing endorsements from his head coach, in Steve Spurrier. And this is usually the time where maybe head coaches or position coach, you know, they kind of embellish maybe how good their guys really are. And, you know, they're the best player that they've ever coached and this and that to help them. Look good in the eyes of these NFL teams, but really Spurrier he kind of gives them some of these backhanded compliments, you know, in terms of like his work ethic. Like, you know, it's good. It's not Marcus Lattimore good, but, you know, so I think when you talk about a kid who's potentially going to be the number one pick, that, you know, everything is on the table. And, there's not a stone that goes unturned when it comes to the research and the background checks and everything else that these kids have, I guess, had in their lives for you know, the first 21 years of their life.
You know, Jadeveon Clowney, it's very unfortunate to hear. We've talked about it all this past week. How this is a kid that's got to be managed closely. He needs to learn what it means to be a pro. It really sounds like he's just got to grow up. He's immature.
Yeah, and you know, to really survive in the NFL, you got to like what you're doing. You got to really
love it.
Just liking, you got to love it.
Yeah,
you got to love it because it's not always game day, you know, and it's not always the bright lights are shining, and you know, obviously the game has changed, not so much. I guess the game itself, obviously they're protecting players more, but I think the notoriety that comes with these players nowadays, you know, people used to look at football players up until, you know, 5-10 years ago as the guys behind the masks. You know, there weren't many endorsement opportunities, you know, unless you were a star quarterback. And now, you know, everything has changed, and these guys are getting pulled in every different direction. And when you have a kid that you're already questioning, I guess, his commitment and his heart at the collegiate level, where you don't have to deal with any of that stuff, you know, at least not on the surface. If you're doing something, I guess, against NCAA rules, you know, that's a different story. But You know, you don't have to go to a photo shoot here. You don't have to do, you know, this and that. But when you get to the NFL, that stuff, especially if you're the number one pick, that's uh-huh. all part of the game.
Well,
and you better have some sort of time management skills so that you know, your craft doesn't suffer.
Well, Jadeveon Clowney certainly does fit into that category of one of the controversial prospects in the NFL draft. What about Johnny Manziel? I mean, he's certainly has been one of college football's most dynamic and exciting players, and he kind of threw out a bit of a caveat to the Houston Texans and warned them what's going to happen if they pass him up.
I know, and this is, you know, a kid who certainly he doesn't lack any confidence. And when you look at those two, Clowney and Manziel, at least with Manziel, you say, yeah, there might be some issues there, but the kid is a gamer, and he goes out, and when it's on the line, you know, he's gonna be there. You could question, I guess, his leadership skills, at least some people, just by some of the decisions he's made off of the field, but you know, you're talking about 19, 20-year-old kid. You know, I mean, you got to, I guess, cut him some slack in that regard, because everybody, you know, goes through that. But most people don't have, you know, a camera on them 24 hours a day. So I do think it's something that teams need to be cautious of. You know, when you look at, is Houston even a viable option? I think Houston is saying right now, yes, that he's on the table for them, because why would they reveal, I guess, their card at this point? You know, they're going to entertain all offers. You know, if somebody really wants Manziel and they think that he's a threat, you know, to go number one or number two or number three, then you know, you're going to have teams that are trading up, and you know, usually when teams are desperate, they'll end up giving up more than maybe what the deal actually called for. But, you know, I personally, I would like to see him in Cleveland. I think, you know, Cleveland is they've got talent there, but I just think he is what Cleveland needs. They need something to energize that franchise, something to put them, you know, kind of on the map, back on the front page, and I think Manziel could do that.
Well, his mobility is certainly attractive. He's got that knack, as we've discussed before, for extending plays. He's so crafty. You know, so many, I think, of these teams, perhaps they might be spooked by his intangibles. We'll have to see how that plays out. Jason, I know you're under the weather today. We sincerely appreciate you joining us in our very first segment. You need to go to CVS, go get some Fisherman Friends throat lozenges, and I just pray for you that you'll feel a whole lot better next week, okay?
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at eradiosports.com and Twitter. We love hearing from you. Join us at Twitter @eradiosports. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with much more of the Big E Sports Show.